Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Let's talk about getting your business ready for next year, getting it off to a good start. And I want to talk about, I want to use the analogy of something that your grandmother did. Perhaps you remember, or if you're really young, maybe you heard your grandmother talk about what her mother did once upon a time. Remember something called spring cleaning? You ever heard of the term spring cleaning? Well, if you've been around a while, you know what that means. But spring cleaning especially in the old days, back when we didn't have the central heating and air conditioning systems that we do now. The house over the winter, the house would get stale and smoky, right? You know, with all the fireplace and the furnaces and all the different things. In those days, everything would get really stuffy and stale. And so when the springtime came, they'd open up the house. And everything got cleaned out, scrubbed up, and aired out. Well, let's do the same thing for our businesses. Let's revert back to that old-fashioned method. Let's do the same thing for our businesses, but let's do it now. Let's do it before the end of the year. Let's call it December cleaning, not spring cleaning, but December business cleaning. And I think it will help you have the maximum opportunity to start out next year with as little baggage from this year as possible. So I've got a handful of things that I want to recommend that you take a look at. First, throw stuff away. Even if you're not a pack rat like me, you still accumulated stuff that you don't need anymore. I don't know what it might be. It could be a lot of different things. Just do an about face. Look around your business and look at things. And I'm preaching to myself here. I need to do the same thing. If you can't sell it or give it away or throw it away, if you can't convert it into cash, give it to somebody or throw it away because it's probably in your way. The next thing is I call it ditch the digital. You got a computer graveyard, right? You got a technology graveyard somewhere in your building. I've got them. I've had them for years, you know, off and on, depending, it ebbs and flows, right? A monitor breaks, you stick it in the back, some peripheral, a printer, or you got cables coming out your ears, right? That's all part of your digital graveyard, your computer graveyard, technology graveyard. Well, those things may have some value. You may be able to convert them into cash. Call a tech recycler and see if they'll make you an offer. But even if you have to donate it, or throw it away, get that stuff out of your way. Here's another one. This is a little touchy. This one's a little touchy. Maybe even some people think a little controversial. And I call it retool the team. The only thing worse than firing someone is letting an unproductive employee hold your team's performance hostage for another year. You owe productive employees, people that work for you, who are getting the job done, who have good attitudes, you owe them the most effective organization possible, which often means that you have to let the unproductive people, the people who can't seem to get their attitude right, who can't seem to pick up the pace, who can't seem to measure up to what you've got to do in order to be competitive and relevant, you let those unproductive people pursue their careers elsewhere. It's tough. It's not easy to do. It's harder, harder, harder on small business owners. I know how hard that is for a small business owner to let someone go, but you've got to start. You just got to do it sometimes. So think about that. Clean out customers. You ever fired a customer? Well, how about if we just put them in a quarter, sort of an order? Reevaluate your customers from a profitability standpoint. And put them into what I call the four groups, the alphabetical four groups, from the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. So you want to identify who these people are, who's the most profitable from the most to the least, A to D, And you want to worship the A's. You want to cater to the B's. You want to encourage the C's to become B's, right? And the B's to become A's. Encourage them. And the people who are D's and who aren't going to change, show them how to enjoy self-service. And when the cost of customer expectations, when you determine that the cost of customer expectations exceeds their profitability with you, they should be allowed to join your unproductive employees elsewhere. Inventory. What are you doing about inventory? Well, let's scrub that inventory. Very similar to how we categorized our customers, the alphabetical way, right? As just with customers, take a look at your inventory by identifying the most profitable A's, which SKUs, which units, which models, which products, which service are you making the most money on? Call that an A. And then right on down the line, the A, B, C, and D, to the D, which is the least profitable. So you want to make sure you keep the A's right up front. Make those easy to get. Stock them all the time. The B's, not quite as many of those. Maybe you keep a couple of C's on the shelf, but not too many. And the D's, the least profitable ones, never let one of those spend the night under your roof unless somebody's already paid for it. That's called, it'll be here tomorrow, ma'am. Remember, profitable inventory management means just in time, not just in case. And then the final one I want to talk to you about is what I call sanitize accounts receivable. Take the hit. If you got people who haven't paid you this year and you don't seem to be making any progress, and you're going to have to take them to court, whatever. If you're not getting something paid on those accounts, go ahead and take the hit and get them written off right now. So that you can start out with a clean accounts receivable list in January. Remember, accounts receivable write-offs are tax deductible this year. I can help you out with your taxes. And if you collect them next year, it becomes pure gravy on next year's statements. Each year deserves a new maximum opportunity to be successful. Give it a chance. New year should not be saddled with the baggage of last year. So if you take these steps, you'll be proving to yourself and your banker that you have the discipline to make critical decisions and that successful managers are known for. So remember this, smart managers spring clean their businesses in December. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news, 20 after. Stay with me. After these messages, I should say. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.